Listener, here's the news line. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Brunei aim for stronger tourism cooperation. Brunei's Minister of Tourism says Indonesia has great tourism potential. And here is the news in detail, read by Steve. Brunei's Minister of Primary Resources and Tourism, Dato' Seri Setia Dr. Haji Abdul Manaf bin Haji Metusin, spoke about the strong relationship between Indonesia and Brunei as neighboring ASEAN countries. At the networking session between Brunei and Indonesia agencies in Jakarta on Tuesday, he highlighted existing partnership in tourism, including a mutual recognition agreement, or MRA, to promote popular tourist destinations. Haji Abdul Manaf said he hopes for even closer cooperation to boost tourism by improving travel connections and encouraging more visitors between the two countries.
So jadi dengan adanya cooperation dengan begini antara antara Brunei dan Indonesia.
With this partnership, I hope tourists from Indonesia, Malaysia and Brunei can enjoy the beauty of both countries. My hope is that more people will visit each other's countries. I also look forward for closer cooperation of the government to grow the tourism sector by improving connection, access and policies. With support from ASEAN, I believe we can make this partnership even stronger.
Akan bekerjasama dengan lebih erat untuk memajukan lagi industri pelancongan antara G2G in terms of productivity, in terms of access, in terms of apa namanya dasar. So memang diharapkan akan dapat lebih lagi erat, terutama sekali dengan adanya umbrella ASEAN.
In 2024, 25,974 Indonesians visited Brunei, while 15,000 people from Brunei traveled to Indonesia. Haji Abdul Manaf hopes that by 2025, the number of visitors between the two countries could reach 1 million. Still related to tourism and also Brunei Darussalam, Minister Dato' Seri Setia Dr. Haji Abdul Manaf bin Haji Metusin revealed that Indonesia has a great opportunity to attract lots of tourists. This was stated by Haji Abdul Manaf at the networking session between Brunei and Indonesia agencies in Jakarta on Tuesday. Haji Abdul Manaf explained that Indonesia has great tourism potential that is not owned by the Kingdom of Brunei. For example, Indonesia has UNESCO sites, geoparks, Labuan Bajo, Belitung, and others that makes Indonesia able to attract many tourists.
Oh, banyak. Macam, you know, the called UNESCO sites.
Indonesia has so great tourism potential such as Borobudur, geopark. They are all potential to attract more tourists.
For Indonesian to attract
because of
tourists,
the size of the country, you can even go to Labuan Bajo, Belitung, so many places.
What do you call it? Labuan Bajo. You go to Belitung. You go so many places that can attract a lot of people.
It's all about promotion. So I think Indonesia has no problem in attracting the kind of tourists.
So I think Indonesia tidak ada masalah attracting that kind of tourists.
Moreover, Haji Abdul Manaf further explained that the people of Brunei prefer to visit Jakarta and Bandung for sport tourism, which is golf, and shopping for fashion, textiles, batik, and food. Meanwhile, Indonesian tourists visiting Brunei do more religious tourism and education tourism. And according to Haji Abdul Manaf, to facilitate tourists visiting Indonesia and Brunei, in the near future, there will be flights from Balikpapan to Brunei and vice versa. Ruwa Ahmed from the University of Sydney and Alexandra Mulcaster from RMIT University in Melbourne will join Voice of Indonesia for a one-month internship as part of the ITJS Journalism Professional Practicum, or JPP. The program will run from January 20th until February the 14th, 2025. Speaking in Jakarta on Monday, Rua, a psychology and media communication student, said she is excited to see how broadcasting in Indonesia differs from her previous experiences.
I've worked like in journalism, I've worked in reporting, I've worked in video editing as well. So I wanted to see a different style of broadcasting. That's why I came to Indonesia.
Meanwhile, Alexander Malcaster, a journalism student at RMIT University in Melbourne, said she is excited to learn more about how media works in Indonesia and also to experience the country's culture.
I just thought it was a great opportunity to get to know what media is like in Indonesia as well, of being our closest neighbour, one of our closest neighbours, and also, gain some experience in the field of journalism.
The Journalism Professional Practicum, or JPP, is an internship program run by the Australian Consortium for In-Country Indonesian Studies, or abbreviated as ACICIS. Since it began in 2008, the program has drawn many Australian students, giving them the chance to gain work experience in Indonesia while also learning about the country's culture. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has ensured that there are no Indonesian citizens reported to be the victims in the earthquake that hit Kyushu Island in southwestern Japan Monday night local time. According to the Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Assistance of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo and Indonesian Consul General in Osaka immediately communicate with the Indonesian citizens in the earthquake affected area to ensure their safety. Yuda Nugraha, through his written statement, stated that there are 2,204 Indonesian citizens recorded to be living in Miyazaki Prefecture and 964 others are reported to be living in Kochi. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake was reported near the coast of Kyushu Island, southern Japan, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency on Monday. Indonesian Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Maman Abdurrahman emphasized his ministry's commitment to supporting food security by providing financing for equipment to MSME players. He affirmed that several strategic steps have been taken to ensure that MSMEs can contribute optimally to supporting national food security. According to him on Tuesday, the Ministry of MSMEs is preparing a ministry of regulations to allocate around $1.22 billion for subsidized low interest rate people's business credit, specifically for production equipment. This program aims to help especially farmers, livestock farmers, and MSME entrepreneurs in the fisheries sector obtain business equipment, with a credit ceiling up to $122.895. The head of Indonesian Marine Security Agency Bakamla, Rear Admiral of Indonesian Military Irvansyah, has said that he has drafted a bill on marine security and will submit it into the Indonesian House of Representatives. Irvansyah, when giving a press statement after attending the commemoration of the 19th anniversary of the agency in Jakarta, just to explain that the Marine Security Bill is currently urgent because it will specifically regulate the agency. In addition, he explained that the bill is necessary, along with the importance of the existence of a Coast Guard or Sea and Coast Guard in Indonesia. Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs encourages teachers and lecturers under the auspices of the Ministry of Religious Affairs to be proficient in utilizing technology and information to transform knowledge to students. Inspector General of Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs Faisal Ali Hashim in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra on Tuesday asked teachers to actively upload various learning contents to various available platforms. He considered, in addition to educating the public, Faisal also encouraged teachers and lecturers, including students, to have language skills so that cultural abilities between one nation and another become important.